Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
You're the real MVP here on The Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Give me a follow there as well. Look, we've been talking for an hour now about the Patriots draft, and I laid out exactly my plan, which is draft Drake May. I just think, you know, the longer we get in this process, boy, it's just feeling like Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are going to go one and two, which is not, you know, shocking at all. It makes a lot of sense. But I do believe in that next crop of quarterbacks. When you're talking McCarthy and Penix and Nix and Drake May, I think Drake May is the best in that crop. I do not believe Drake May is better than Jaden Daniels or Caleb. I think they're going one and two for a reason. And I understand Drake may be a little more raw and need some coaching. Deal. Cool. Get him and develop him then. But I think he is the best in that next crop of quarterbacks. And in this league, listen, all six of these dudes I just named are going to ball on Sundays and be thrown to the fire. Outside of J.J. McCarthy, who I think probably will sit, I could see the Giants taking him and putting him behind Daniel Jones. Outside of that, I think all these dudes might end up playing right away, to be honest. I mean, even if Penix goes to Seattle, if they make that open competition, he's beating Geno Smith, I'm telling you right now. I mean, Geno Smith's on a cheap contract as it is. It's a new coaching staff. It's not Pete Carroll. If they draft that kid, Penix, and give him a fair shot, you know, and just don't say Geno's our guy and that's it. If it's an open competition in camp, Penix can beat Geno Smith out. I think all these guys are going to end up starting. But Drake May is the best in that crop, and I think the Patriots should take him. So I open the show by asking, what would you do? Because there are several ways to get a quarterback nowadays in this league. You can trade. You can hit free agency. Obviously, you can draft, which is what I want to do. But in what way would you get the quarterback, and what would you do with the third pick overall? So before I get to Red Sox, I want to put a bow on this topic. 617-779-7937. Get in here if you want to talk it. My man Joey wants to talk it with me on line one. Joey, what would you do if you're running the Patriots draft, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Am I on right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm Charlie. I'm not Joey.
Oh, hey, Charlie. How you doing, buddy? Sorry, my screen said Joey.
No problem. Okay, I beg to differ. I've thought a lot about this. I've been a Patriot fan for years. They should absolutely outbid Tampa for Baker Mayfield because he's a given, and none of these quarterbacks coming from college, you have any clue whether they're really going to make it. And after 3 years of stinking, the Patriots can't take another gamble. Then you take Harrison, a generational wide receiver, with a third. And then with all the extra money, you sign on one new. Think about how dynamic that offense can be, how different that team would be if you did that. And plus, a wide receiver costs so much money, you would tie up Harrison for 4 or 5 years. You sign Bourne. They could be an outstanding team almost right away, and it's a given as opposed to risking on a quarterback who could suck.
Yeah, that's a great call, Charlie. I appreciate it. Listen, Baker had a fantastic season last season. I mean, the Bucs went 9-8, won that putrid, stupid, ugly division, but that's not his fault. I mean, he balled. 64% completion percentage, 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 10 picks. I mean, dude balled, 95 quarterback rating. And, you know, listen, you said it. You said you overpay for Baker Mayfield because that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm glad you were honest about it. But guess what you got to burn? Cash, baby. In fact, Gerard Mayo said that literally. We got cash to burn. All right. Well, the thing I like about Baker, too, he is a dude. Like, Baker, I know he's not the biggest cat you've ever seen, but Baker's one of those dudes, when he's in your locker room, there's no question. That's our leader. That's our fearless leader at quarterback in Baker Mayfield. You know, I guess my only thing with Baker would be I feel like he is what he is, right? I don't really necessarily see Baker getting any better than really what he was this year. And he had a couple good years in Cleveland. Hell, he won a playoff game in Cleveland. But he's at his ceiling. You know, Drake May is not. Drake May is scratching the surface. So if you overpay Baker and you get Marvin Harrison Jr., here's where I'm not going to disagree with you, my man. I mean, you are cooking with oil now because I'll tell you this about Baker Mayfield. He gets a ball to the playmaker. There is no doubt about that. He gets the ball to his playmaker. So if you pay Baker and you get Marvin Harrison Jr., you can go ahead and give Marvin Harrison Jr. Rookie of the Year right now because Baker Mayfield's chunking that ball to him. So I don't dislike it, Charlie. Again, that's why I said I wanted your calls because I'm not necessarily pushing back on any other plans. I do see the vision there. I just think I want a higher ceiling at that position. That's all. Baker's 28 years old, brother. I mean, you know, he's not getting any younger. Now, in this league, he's not a guy that takes a bunch of hits. He's not a guy that's hurt a lot. You know, you're going to get 5, 6, I mean, maybe 7 really productive years out of Baker Mayfield. You'll take that, right? But I would rather take a rookie in Drake May specifically who is still raw, who has still not been coached, and certainly has not had the weaponry necessary for him to be successful at this point. I'd rather take my shot with that, I think. But I don't hate your idea. So, look, I want to give you some good news about your baseball season as we get ready for this Sox game in the DR. So, I got to tell you, you know, I'm hearing a lot of Yankee love and a lot of expectations for these Yankees. I think it's going to be the exact same thing they've been dealing with. I think it's going to be underachievement. And the reason why is because Boone is still there and Cashman's still there. I mean, listen, if old man Steinbrenner, rest his soul, but if old man Steinbrenner was alive, those guys would have been fired 3 years ago. I mean, I get it. They got Soto. Woo! Congratulations, bruh. But what do you, outside of Garrett Cole, I mean, your rotations, I still don't trust it. Who do you trust? I mean, Rodon's getting lit up. He's getting rocked in spring training games. Nestor Cortez is always hurt. I mean, even in the lineup. Now, I'll give you benefit of the doubt for Judge. You know, he's been nicked up, but I'll give you benefit of the doubt. Let's just say Judge stays healthy, fine. But Stanton never does. I mean, Anthony Rizzo's always hurt. I don't know. I don't get it. Like, I don't feel like, oh, getting Juan Soto, here we go. Or the Yankees are back. Nah, bruh. And Soto can ball. But I just, outside of Gerrit Cole, I don't trust anyone in that rotation. Now, speaking of rotations, I mean, look, I'm so happy about the Bayo extension. I think we all are. That was good business, savvy maneuvering by the Sox. Very smart. But coming into this season here, this offseason, we all agreed. I mean, we talked about it till we're blue in the face during the season. This team needs to add two starters, right? We all agreed on that, right? Well,
Breslow told you that they wanted to add two starters.
So, okay, cool. You get Bayo. He's extended. Good, cool. You bring in Giolito. All right. But now he's hurt. You trade Sale. So, I mean, is the math not mathing here? I mean.
Lose Paxton to free agency.
It's just, you're really down a starter, aren't you? Like, so. Go get Jordan Montgomery, please. A lefty, just give him a five-year deal. I've seen people say, well, you don't want to give him a five-year deal because on the back end of the deal, shut up. Get the guy for five. Deal with the back end later. Let's talk about the front end. You get a lefty who's serviceable, who makes sense to be your ace. You have him and Bayo hold down to, you know, two and three rotation at least, right? The two and three spots. For the next 5 years, let's call it. And then you bring in a true ace next offseason. I mean, why does that not make sense to them? I just don't understand. In the end, I just hope all this stuff, just get Jordan Montgomery. And if it's not him, there's other options available. It's more expensive. But Blake Snell, you could trade for Shane Bieber still. Dylan Cease, I mean, come on. I am shocked at the arms available still that Montgomery and Snell have not. I'm shocked at that. Now, I get sometimes you get the hot shot, home run, flashy hitter or the outfielder that could steal bags or, you know, they hold out and they haven't been signed yet. And then you get them and they go to, you know, spring training late and whatever. But I don't remember arms being available. Usually arms are scooped up no matter what the hell the price is. And I don't believe the price is going down either. I mean, you look at what happened with Giolito. It's going to happen around the league to all the teams. If anything, the price goes up. It damn sure ain't going down with Snell and Montgomery sitting there on the sidelines. You get an injury, you become desperate, you're going to pay them what they want.
I think it was John Heyman the other day said that Montgomery was still looking for a 7-year deal, and that's what he started the offseason looking for. So,
listen, bro, you know what I would do? I'd give him the 7, work out something where the option at 5 or something. I mean, there are ways around this. Everyone deals with Scott Boras. Get on the phone, deal with him, figure it out. I wanted Jordan Montgomery from the beginning. But now it's at the point where, bro, I'm about to stand outside of the studio here with a sign that says, "We'll work for Jordan Montgomery." When we come back, a kinder, gentler Travis Thomas experience. 617-779-7937. Do you think the Sox will sign one of these big league arms available in the market? I mean, how much more point blank can I be asking you that question? 617-779-7937. Let's talk some ball as we get ready for the Red Sox in the DR right here on WEEI. Also, you can follow me at Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. When we come back, I'm talking Sox. I'm talking Celtics. I'm talking Bruins. I mean, we got all the action here, taking you all the way up to Red Sox coverage at 5. 617-779-7937. Will the Sox sign a big league arm available on the market before the season starts? Yes or no? Travis Thomas Experience, WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins and Penguins are about to get underway in the second period. here in the next couple minutes. They are currently knotted up 0-0. The Penguins will have a little under a minute left on the power play when they come back. For the Bruins, defenseman Hampus Lindholm returned after missing the last 9 games with a lower body injury. The Celtics will look to snap their mini 2-game losing streak when their West Coast trip continues in Phoenix tonight when they take on the Suns. Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable. Meanwhile, Jason Tatum is listed as probable. Tip-off is scheduled for 8:30 p.m. Speaking of the Red Sox, they are down in the Dominican Republic for a 2-game series of spring training baseball against the Tampa Bay Rays. Cutter Crawford will be making his 3rd appearance of the spring tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 5:05. That game can be heard right here on 93.7 WEEI FM. Over in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns and Denver Broncos have struck a trade. Cleveland will receive wide receiver Jerry Jeudy in exchange for a 5th and 6th round pick in this year's upcoming draft. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler is reporting that the Patriots were among the teams who were interested in acquiring Jeudy's services. Finally, the Revolution are in action tonight. They'll be on the road to face Atlanta United. The Revs will be looking to pick up their first MLS win of the young season after dropping their first 2 games. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
How do you come away when you don't have maybe your best game?
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to make it about myself or necessarily individual matchup, right? That's not the way our team is set up. You know, sometimes it's just the flow of the game. It is your night. You are getting more shots or whatever. But we just got such a well-balanced team that it might not necessarily be your night. Other guys may have it going, and you have to you have to respect that. I say it all the time. We talk about respecting each other's space and understanding the flow of the game. So it's not up on me to like hijack the game and, you know, try to make it about me and it's a national TV game. Other guys had it going. So, you know, if I had to be in the corner, if I had to, you know, be a facilitator at times, you know, so be it.
No love in the heart of the city for the Celtics right now. I mean, man, Listen, I've been here 5 minutes, and I even know, I mean, if you're tough, this city will love you forever. Why am I getting more pissed off sticking up for Jason Tatum than he's been in his whole life for anything? I mean, I can't take it anymore. All I've done is defend Jason Tatum. That's all I've done. Great player. You guys need to back off. Even before I got here, you guys need to back off of Jason Tatum. First it was he's young and give him some time. Then, you know, well, he ran out of gas in the finals against the Warriors. Well, that's because, you know, he needs more help. It can't just be him and Jaylen Brown. He needs another piece. Then they got a piece. Then he gets hurt. And it's like, well, you know, I defended him. I said, hey, he played hurt. I got respect for that. I get they, you know, they lost to the Heat and didn't go to the finals. But, hey, at least he played hurt. I gave him that. He's got heart. You got to play tough around here. He did. Now it's to the point where I'm getting ticked off defending Jason Tatum because it's not even so much that I don't want to defend him still, because I do. I think he's a great player, and I still believe the Celtics win the title this year. Listen, they had the Nuggets dead to rights late in that game. They had a chance to win that game. Jaylen Brown went off. Jaylen Brown had himself a night. And Tatum was a train wreck, and they still could have won it. You mean to tell me in a 7-game series they don't have a shot? Of course they do. I'm not willing to overreact to a point of the Celtics are not going to win the title or don't have a chance to win the title. I think that's preposterous. Here's where I think I'm going to start drawing the line in the sand. I mean, I can't continue to defend a guy that shows me no fire. And I don't mean competitively. He's a competitor. He wants to win. He competes. But, bruh, I mean, do you get mad ever? Ever? I mean, when's the last time you saw Jason Tatum throw a tantrum on the sideline? When's the last time you saw Jason Tatum throw a clipboard? You know how many times I've seen nice guy Steph Curry, family man Steph Curry, get in Draymond's face and give it right back to Draymond, or throw that stupid mouthpiece he's always chewing on across the court? He's got texts for launching his mouthpiece. I've seen Steph trash talk the other team. Remember when he did the rockabye baby to the Celtics and the goodnight to the Celtics? I mean, Steph Curry's got fire in him, man. He's the smallest guy on the court. I've seen Steph Curry cuss people out. Don't even get me started on the extreme examples like Jordan and Kobe, who Tatum worships. Tatum worships Kobe. Bruh, where's that? Where's the, just, I want to see you and Jaylen Brown argue. I want to see, like, go cuss out Porzingis. Go yell at Drew Holiday. Where's that at? I saw it with Marcus Smart, and they ran his ass out of here. I need that. You're having a bad shooting night against the champs on the road? I can live with it. But he didn't shoot enough. Hell, miss more. If you're having a bad shooting night, keep shooting, bruh. I'll live with it. I mean, I can't keep defending. That's where I'm getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. You follow me? I can't keep defending a dude that I'm not seeing any fight from. I just had a talk with my son today about, hey, you know you want to win. Keep your head up. Don't get too angry. I'm glad I had to pull him back. I had to pull the reins back a little bit. Right? Because I don't want him to lose that. I want that dog. I want that fire. I covered Ray Lewis at the beginning of my career in Baltimore, and he's got a famous quote, I'm pissed off for greatness. I get it. You know, I think there's a lot of that to all the greats. There's a certain chip on the shoulder. There's a certain pettiness. Now, if you want to tell me and you want to get in the psyche of it, of, you know, Tatum's been gifted his whole life. He was a star in St. Louis and he was all world high school. And then he went to Duke and he's, you know, prima donna. Cool. Fine. I get it. But he's got adversity now. I mean, he's lost in the finals. He's lost Eastern Conference Finals. He's been blamed. This narrative now, he can't win the big one, and he chokes in the clutch, is getting louder and louder and louder and louder. And the numbers support it. Bruh. I mean, I watched your idol, Jason Tatum. I watched Kobe Bryant airball shots in the playoffs. Playoffs? Against the Utah Jazz. It pissed him off. He went in the lab and created the Black Mamba, for God's sakes. And he kept shooting. And he became a monster. Where's that? Bro, I'm not saying you gotta be Kobe, but I'm saying you gotta show me some venom. Where's the venom? Even the soundbite Zach just played. How long is that, Zach?
Minute.
It's too long. I would love a 20-second. Play the first 20 and then fade it down where it's natural. Listen to how G-damn nice. Jason, you know what, Zach? Play the whole clip. Listen to how nice this guy is.
How do you come away when you don't have maybe your best game?
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to make it about myself or necessarily
any
matchup, right? That's not the way our team is set up. You know, sometimes it's just the flow of the game. It is your night. You are getting more shots or whatever. But we just got such a well-balanced team that it might not necessarily be your night. Other guys may have it going, and you have to, you have to respect that. I say it all the time. We talk about respecting each other's space and understanding the flow of the game. It's not upon me to like hijack the game.
And yes, it is.
Try to make it about me and
yes, it is.
National TV game.
What?
Other guys had it going, so you know, if I had to be in the corner, if I had to, you know, be a facilitator at times, you know, so be it.
Did you hear? I mean, you can't make it up, bro. Look, man, I'm a nice guy too. I am. But you know one of the reasons, and I tell this story all the time. Every time I do a show, I tell this story. Before I got here, everyone said, hey, you know, just so you know, like when you do your first show, they could call in and just say you suck and they don't like you. You know, don't take it personal. It's just Boston. They'll run you out of there. And it's been the opposite. You know why? Because I think you all can sense I'm a nice guy. I'm high energy. We party. We turn up. I take calls. We have fun. But don't get it confused. I'll cuss you out. I mean, I'm a nice guy, but everyone should have a limit, right? To a certain extent. Where's this guy's limit? I'm so sick of the choir boy stuff. Like, bruh. Like, you know, like, I mean, the hair's perfect. He's so pretty. It's unbelievable. Can I get some hoodies and Tims? Let your hair grow. Let me just see you without a perfect shape up once. How do you play? I bet you drop 50. He's too nice. Did you hear what he said? I didn't want to hijack a national TV game and make it about me. Why the hell not? That's what the moment needed. That's what Joker did, and he got the win. How many MVPs? Oh, yeah, and he got the bling. Listen, I still think this team can win the title, but someone's got to be there at closing time. It should be Tatum. But he either A, has to get pissed off, or B, someone on that team has to recognize, I got to be the closer. I got to come in here and be Mariano Rivera for us. Could be Drew Holiday. Could be Jaylen Brown. I don't know. I don't think it's Porzingis because I think it needs to be a shot creator. Like Porzingis, you got to get the rock too. It's got to be a right situation. Not saying he can't hit a clutch shot, but I think it needs to be someone who can boogie on you. Maybe it's Derek White. I have no idea. But you know what will be easier? If it's freaking Jason Tatum. I mean, honestly, the Nuggets game really didn't even tick me off as much as that Cavs game did. The Cavs game killed me because he's settling for jumpers at the end of that game. He's got Darius Garland on him. Go to the rack, bruh. He settles for a jumper. He misses. Some dude named Dean Wade lit them up like a Christmas tree. I mean, it's just they got to figure out late games.
I think what's so frustrating about Tatum, too, is that we've seen him take over a game. Game 7 against Philly last year, he took the Celtics and said, get on my back. We are not getting eliminated. And he dropped 51 and single-handedly carried the Celtics.
He got ticked off. I mean, I just don't know if this guy Tatum can get mad. Like, I really don't. You know, if I'm a friend of his, he may reconsider being friends with me because I'm pulling out every – you know how to push the buttons in your friends and the people you love, right? You want to get in a fight with your partner, you know what to say to set it off. I mean, or your best friend. You guys got so many secrets and history together. You know what to say to piss someone off. If I'm one of Tatum's friends, I'm in his team, and I don't mean literally the Celtics. I mean in his crew, I'm not going to be a yes man. I'm going to say, listen, bro, I'm gonna pull whatever it takes. Remember in high school when you blah, 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 whatever it is. He's got to get mad, man, and everyone's capable of it. And usually, and you all know this listening, it may be you, your nicest people are your biggest psychos when they see red, when they lose it. I mean, you nice people, because I ain't one of them. I mean, I'm just to be honest. I'm a nice guy to a certain extent, but I'm trying to get nicer, actually. I got a little edge to me, and that's why I think it works here in this town. But Tatum, at some point, bruh, I need you to see red. I mean, Tom Brady's Tom Brady because he got ticked off. He didn't like being drafted when he was drafted. He didn't like being told this and that, and he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. When he got his chance, I mean, he absolutely buried you for 20 years. I'm not saying Tatum has that in him. That's clear. But he's gifted beyond any of these. You could say Jason Tatum's the best player in the league. Top five. Top three. But, bruh, why do you idolize Kobe when that was Kobe's? That was what made Kobe, was that killer instinct. Now, I also say this. I thought we learned a lot about the Bruins this week because going into their schedule this week alone, and we talked about this on TV. You can catch me on NESN Monday through Friday at 5:30. We talked about this, which was trade deadline was coming up. And meanwhile, I mean, you're not playing great. You just got out of a losing streak. But then you lose to the Islanders on the road. Now you got to go to Toronto. You get Edmonton and Toronto again. Now, of course, you get them at home. But still, that's a tough stretch leading up to the deadline. So I said, I mean, if they go over and they go on a losing streak here, maybe you're sellers at the deadline, but if you win, maybe you're buyers at the deadline. Ultimately, it kind of felt like they just stood pat. I mean, you know, I get it. Pat Maroon, no one likes him around here, but he is a big body. That made sense, but it wasn't a splashy move. I mean, look, I thought winning in Toronto earlier in the week was huge. Then you lose to Edmonton in overtime, but we know what happens with the Bruins when any game goes overtime. My God, I'm sick and tired of seeing it. When it goes overtime, I go to bed, okay, because it's over. We know they're going to lose. But, you know, you beat Toronto again at home, and then, you know, you get Maroon at the deadline. But now that that deadline's come and gone, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, they're standing pat. I get it. You have two great goalies. I thought Allmark could have been on the move. You know, I'm a Swayman guy. I would have lived with it if they traded Allmark, but I understand at least in theory why you keep him. I thought not trading DeBrusk was a mistake. I just, you're not going to pay him. And look, you could say, well, he's having a down season. Maybe the price will go down because I've heard that this week. Wrong. I mean, Jake DeBrusk is going to get paid by somebody. Someone will give that man what he wants. Just because he's had a down season means nothing. He's going to get paid because he's that talented and he's that capable and he has that much potential. So now you're going to lose him for nothing. That's what's going to happen, okay? Now, I guess silver lining is you don't pay DeBrusk. He walks out of your life, but you're going to have cap space out the yin-yang this offseason, so you can go big game hunting then. But what about now? I mean, last year you had all the pressure in the world on you, all the expectations for that team. They came up short. This team's capable. I mean, I just don't understand why you're not a little more aggressive at the deadline. Gensel was a guy I wanted, and I know they need centers. I get it. You need a center, and he's a winger. But I just feel like you need more scoring, quite frankly. You can't depend on Pasta every damn night, especially when you get to the playoffs. Gensel, meanwhile, worst-case scenario happens. Worst. He goes to the Canes? Like, I lost sleep the trade deadline night off of that. Oh, my God. He goes to the Canes? I mean, what was even Pittsburgh thinking? Ship his ass out west. So he goes to the Canes. They also get Kuzi, which, you know, I've heard a lot of people talking trash this week. Kuzi's washed. Say what you want. Dude is a Stanley Cup champ. So's Gensel, who still has plenty left in the tank. These are guys that know how to win cups. With Stahl, who has a cup. I mean, look, the Canes, I always said, at home with that stupid storm surge thing, they are tough, man. But they can't win road playoff games. That's why they don't have a recent Stanley Cup. And quite frankly, with what they added at the deadline, yikes. That team can absolutely win the cup. In fact, I thought all the heavies were active, man, and aggressive. Panthers, Golden Knights, I mean, Maple Leafs. All these guys made splashy moves. You know, I respect what the Bruins did at the deadline, but I just wanted a little bit more. I did. We'll see, though. I mean, here's a reality for the Bees, too, that I even had to remind myself of sometimes. Really, they're just not in a ideal, how do I want to say this? You know, bargaining position this year. You're absolutely cap strung. I mean, you're handcuffed. We all knew that coming into the season. You know, and if we're being honest, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. They're up. Oh, well, I jinxed it. Well, they're up. Okay, good. They're up 2-0. They just scored on Pittsburgh. So they're up 2-0 on Pittsburgh as we speak. So we're being honest. You know, the Bees are really overachieving this season. They are. You lose Bergeron, Krejci, some of those free agents they lost, like Taylor Hall and others, who's hurt now. But I'm just saying, like, they lost so many guys. None of us thought that this team would be, quite frankly, near or at the top of the Eastern Conference. I mean, you know, as far as teams that I've watched this year, I think the Panthers are the most balanced team in the East. And that's even after the trade deadline. I still feel that way. Boy, the Canes are dangerous, though. Rangers with that goalie. I mean, baby Hasek gets hot in the playoffs. Lights out, baby. But the Bruins are right there. I mean, right now they're second in the East. Let's face it. Like, they've overachieved this season. So I am very intrigued now, post-trade deadline. I was already excited for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Now I'm really intrigued to see what's going to happen, man, because this Eastern Conference is loaded. Now, in the West, it's top-heavy. In the West, it's like, you know, the Canucks have been a wagon all year. Stars are an exciting of a hockey team as you're ever going to see. The Jets are a heavy, defensive, punch-you-in-the-mouth team. The Avalanche are balanced just like the Panthers. Obviously, McDavid and the Oilers. And then the Golden Knights. But it's like a top-heavy. It's a top-heavy Western Conference. That's a handful of teams. In the East, my God, it's deep. So I can't wait for the Stanley Cup playoffs. I am so hyped. Zach, as you can see, I already have the playoff beard rocking before we even get to the playoffs. I'm already in mid-playoff season form with the beard rocking, as you can see right now. So I'm ready to go with that. All right, when we come back, Zach and I will wrap up this fine radio program as we get you prepared for the Sox in the DR. Travis Thomas Experience, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
In 2016, I worked for the Falcons as the assistant general manager. When we were up 28-3, I'm watching the game. We had a suite for the entire personnel department. All the folks I'm working with, they're high-fiving everyone's, it's, you know, out of control. But I was a mess. I felt this nervousness. And as I'm sitting there, someone slaps me on the back and says, "Come on, Scott, lighten up. You got to enjoy this moment." And I just erupted. And I whipped around and I said, "You effing people don't get it. That guy number 12 across the field is Freddy effing Krueger. He's coming back, and he's going to get a bunch of us. I just hope he doesn't get us all."
Oh, my God! Wow! So listen to this, Travis Thomas Experience, wrapping this fine program up. I was just telling Zach, I was like, "Look, man, we were talking about the Dynasty on Apple Plus, and I was like, I'm not caught up on the newest ones yet. The last one I saw was a Hernandez. So I have the so they're still doing two at a time, correct, Zach? Stay with me here.
Yeah, two at a time.
Okay, so I haven't watched the two newest ones that just dropped, and that's from the newest one. That's Pioli, right?
Yeah, Pioli talking about the 28-3 comeback.
Oh, my God. That is the best soundbite ever. That dude, number 12, is Freddy effing Krueger. Are you kidding me? I know what I'm doing tonight. So when do these drop? I feel like they drop Friday night. You said Thursday?
Yeah, so they originally said that they were going to be dropping on Friday, and then the first two episodes dropped at like 8 o'clock on a Thursday night, and that's been the schedule they've been following pretty much since then.
Bruh. Okay. I know what I'm doing tonight. You know what's cool, too, is like past sports documentaries. My wife wants nothing to do with them. And I'm like pulling teeth to get her to watch them with me. This one, she's all in. It's fantastic. They're so well done. They're so good. I thought the Hernandez, I mean, I'm ready. I need a palate cleanser, Zach, after the Aaron Hernandez nonsense from the last one. I'm ready for these next two. So the two deal with the comeback against the Falcons, and what else? Or is it just centered, are the two episodes centered on that?
So the first one is Super Bowl 49, the Seahawks, and then Deflategate, the Brady suspension, and ultimately culminating with the Super Bowl 51 comeback.
Bro, how good are these? Did you watch Last Dance with the Bulls?
Yeah, I did.
Is this better?
I don't think so. I think the Last Dance is better because I think I'm kind of starting to see a little bit of an anti-Belichick bias coming through. Like, they take the end of 28-3, the greatest comeback of all time. They're showing a clip of Belichick and Brady hugging each other. "I love you, man. You're the best." And meanwhile, they have a narrator over the top essentially being like, "But that was just the beginning of the end." It's like, okay, dude, they're saying they love each other right now. I don't think this is the time to be like, there's a fracture in their relationship.
Right. And that's been a theme throughout. Just bashing Bill. Wow. God, it's so good, man. I love these. And even the Netflix Red Sox one. I mean, how many more? You're not going to advance the World Series team story any more than what we already know, but I'm still going to watch it. I'm obsessed with this stuff. It's fantastic. I want to thank everyone. I'll be back when they call me. Zach, I love working with you, brother. Great job.
That was a blast.
Absolutely, man. I'm going to go catch up with the Patriots dynasty, so the next time we talk, I'm fresh on it. Thanks for giving me that synopsis there. Thank all of you. Catch me on Nesson Monday through Friday at 5:30. Enjoy the Red Sox in the DR, baby. Follow me on social media at Travis Thomas Experience. I'll see you next time. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.